Brett Phillips, Michael Barlow, Kane Corns to join us very, very shortly. We're going to go inside the Carlton camp with their head of football, Brad Lloyd, who's been good enough to join us in the sunshine. A beautiful day at the Gabba. Brad, welcome to AFL Nation.
Yeah, thanks very much. Yeah, beautiful day. Yeah, sun's out and ground looks fantastic. So looking forward to it.
And yeah, so much at stake. I mean, these are the games you want to be in. It's a big run home for the Blues. Three games that, on paper, present plenty of challenges, but one hurdle at a time. What's the feeling inside the camp going into this one?
Yeah, feeling's good. Yeah, certainly. Yeah, has been. We're looking forward to it. Yeah, definitely the games we want to be in. Definitely. So players are ready to go, and I know it's a lot of players. They've worked pretty hard to get into this position, so they see the opportunity. We've had some challenges in the last couple of weeks, but now we're ready to go.
Brad, Mick Barlow, you speak of your team putting yourself in this position across a long season and embracing that challenge. Paddy Dow's one that would look for this opportunity. He's been playing really well at that lower level, and that team balance, that word, or couple of words, team balance, would have kept him out for large chunks. So looking forward to having him in there for a legitimate midfield role.
He's really earned his opportunity, Paddy Dow. Like, he's been sensational in the VFL with the way he's gone about it, and just probably hasn't been able to quite get past the George Hewitts and some of the other players. But as Matty Kennedy, they've gone down via injury over the last week or so, and he gets his opportunity. But he's been in good form. He really deserves the chance, and looking forward to seeing him in action. He's got good speed, and he's in good form.
And he might get an opportunity to nestle up next to the Brownlow medalist, Lachie Neale. There's a fair bit of talent in your side, but also across in the Maroon today. Is there the opportunity to negate maybe a Paddy Dow to someone like Lachie Neale and limit Lachie's impact on the game?
Look, won't start that way with Dowie, but certainly is an option for him. We'll let him play his natural game initially. But obviously Lockie's a super player, and someone we'll have to keep an eye on. But some of these players, it's a team approach as well. But he's a super player, Lockie, so we'll keep a close eye on him.
Brad, you laid some great early season foundations. New coach, new style of game. And obviously the competition is so tight. You've lost some, the seven losses, there's three there that certainly you could have won, and then there's others that are around that sort of 4 to 5 goal mark. And Michael spoke during the week about trying to get that that reliability back right across the whole game, where you know what you're going to get. I mean, how do you sort of, how can you articulate that to people on the outside?
Yeah, look, last week, it certainly wasn't. We've been so strong in the contest with the way we've gone about it. We contested the ball and been one of the top couple of ranked sides in the comp. And we really struggled in that area last week, and they got on the outside of us. So we're just trying to get back to that, what we do best. And, our ball use was a bit off. So, we're just sort of, probably just trying to come back to, when we're playing our best footy, trying to focus in on that. So, a lot of it's the boys have worked hard on during the week with that side of things. So we feel we haven't been too far off, but the weekend was disappointing last week.
And Jack Silvani, I mean, he holds his spot. He played as the sub last week. I mean, I've been a huge fan of Jack. I just reckon he's one of those particularly in the leaner times of Carlton as a developing young player, just a magnet you sort of put on the boards, you knew you're going to get great effort. Now trying to sort of work out his role as you continue to transform and as a team.
Yeah, it wasn't really a form thing, it's a hard one. Just with Jack Silvani, like, he was obviously playing a good role alongside Harry and Charlie, and then we had Pitto coming back in to support Tommy DeConning. So all those sorts of things that we're just a bit of a balanced side of things. But the thing I love about Jack, that he just improved week on week, his competitiveness, absolute super competitor. And when he came on last week, he showed that. So he'll start this week, and we think he really complements the two tools.
And that ability to stay in the moment, it's a big 3 weeks, but obviously just the big 1 week would be the approach to the challenge in Brisbane with the sun shining and the nice weather against a formidable opponent. How hard is it to keep those guys you know, in that mindset for a club that has been out of the final spotlight for some time?
I think they're excited by it. Like, yep. That's the thing. It's we need to make sure we get some wins over the next three weeks. But I think they're excited by the opportunity. As saying before, like, you know, Paddy Cripps and these guys, they've waited their whole careers for this opportunity, so they're genuinely excited by it. And, you know, a number have said to be in amongst the action at this, you know, pointy end of the season is sensational for them. So they're really focused. We need to focus on this job, and then we've got a couple of big jobs ahead of us with Melbourne and Collingwood in the next couple of weeks. But it's really good. Get away interstate, stick together. Spend some time together over the last 48 hours. So they're ready to go.
And the Mitch McGovern inclusion, along with Caleb Marchbank, who hasn't played any footy really for a number of years. Mitch McGovern comes in. I think it was a one VFL game, and then straight back in the mix. And Caleb Marchbank, you couldn't get him back in quick enough when he was legitimately ready to go. That speaks to the importance of the side, but the character of those two individuals about the importance, but also how much you value their resilience to get to the point where they can play.
Yeah, look, from a list management point of view, you're sort of, these guys, they're all just critical. Like, you look at Charlie Kerno, who's been out for a considerable period of time, and what he brings to the side. You know, he's winning the Coleman medal at the moment, and what he's brought and what he's added. And, you know, these other guys are a bit the same. Gov gives us so much with his intercept marking, his ball use, and he's a smart player. So everyone knows what he can do. He's just had those durability issues. And then March is a bit the same. Like, he's a high-end player. I saw him play a few weeks back at Frankston, and if you're there as a recruiter at the game, you draft him within minutes with seeing what he can do. So they're quality players. We just need that durability from them, and because they really add to our side. That's the difference between having a really strong group and having dropping off a bit is having those guys available. So we're pumped to have them all on the side this week.
And Brad, just one last one before we let you go. Just your observations of Brisbane. I mean, coming off that big game against Richmond last week, and I mean, we've sort of known the last 3 years Brisbane have put themselves in this spot where they're, you know, a bona fide top eight team, just trying to obviously prove their worth as a finals team. But what are your observations going to this one, and what presents the biggest challenges, do you think?
Oh, look, they're a powerful side, and we look at the midfield and talk about Lachie Neale, but they've got some good mids and, you know, some great mids really, and then they're some powerful forwards as well, and then, you know, Cameron up forward, so they're a talented side, and they've been together for a while as well, and they've been around this mark for a number of years. So, you know, we're looking forward to the challenge. You know, we want to be a side like them that plays regular finals footy like they've played under Chris Fagan over the last few years. So, big challenge for us, but these are the games we need to start winning.
No doubt. Brad, really appreciate your time. Best of luck.
Yeah, thanks very much.